A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Speaking of guys who came out of nowhere, Whitmore jumps it to Green to Shepard, open corner, three, and that's his sixth. And that's a new career high to be on the three-point line for Reed Shepard.
Reed Shepard last night. It was great to see. Will we see him the rest of the regular season? I hope so. I am really curious to see how the Houston Rockets handle the next two games before they close things out. But last night, a 17-point loss was actually a fun 17-point loss. Specifically, you saw a lot of guys who, honestly, I forgot were on the team, and some guys who I am not convinced are real people, go on the road, taking on the Los Angeles Clippers, and yeah, losing, but it was a noble 17-point loss for a team that's more likable than the Astros currently are. And if you don't agree with that, then I'm sorry. I don't know what you're watching. I want to know what you're watching because I want to get there with the Astros. I just can't. Like, I'm disgusted by them right now. Again, I'm tired of being disgusted by them in March and April. The slow starts are just too much. So, yeah, I would 100% prefer on Friday for the Space City Home Network, assuming the Astros aren't on Apple TV again or some bull crap like that, I would prefer the Space City Home Network just shows another replay of this 17-point loss to the Clippers. I just want more highlights from Reed Shepard, who makes me believe that I can play pickup basketball again. I want that guy shooting the ball over Kawhi Leonard on repeat for however 4 hours and 30 minutes long the Astros game against the Angels is going to be. That's what I want. And I'm not asking for much. I really am not. But Paul, if the Space City Home Network doesn't broadcast the Astros game, they'll lose all the money. No, don't worry. They're getting, you know, they're strong-arming you into paying for their games with this ridiculous Fubo TV deal that you have to sign up for if you're watching things locally via streaming or cable, etc. Like, they've made it as difficult as possible to watch the team and actually save money while doing it. And now the product stinks. It's expensive to go to the ballpark. And, I mean, the only thing that I think is worth having at Minute Maid Park is to go to the Hornitos Bar in center field and get yourself a $300 El Tiempo margarita. I will give them this on the El Tiempo margarita that they have. At the very least, it does get you places. It's pretty strong. Now, all El Tiempo margaritas are strong, but it does get you places that a traditional margarita doesn't. You got to go frozen. Like, frozen versus on the rocks. The rocks, people. You got to explain it to me. Like, what's going on there? Why rocks? Why not frozen? I've never understood that. I could understand half frozen and half rocks. You want to water it down a little bit, but I've always thought to myself, hey, I want more bang for my buck. And if there's ice, you get less. No? Isn't this just like a simple math thing? Isn't this just a simple volume thing? Like, the frozen's better than on the rocks. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Trill O'Reilly on YouTube says brain freezes maybe as far as a frozen margarita versus a margarita on the rocks. Could be that. Totally could be that. Someone's correcting me as well. Fake Tony Stark says it's Daikin Park. Did I say Minute Maid Park? Damn, I'm having a tough time remembering that. Why did they change the name? I mean, that's another reason to not like the Astros right now. It's hard to remember the ballpark's name. What if I'm Ubering to the game and I Uber to Minute Maid Park? Where will it take me? I think there's actually a Daikin Park that's on the outskirts of Houston, by the way. I say that because I was trying to tag something location-wise on TikTok.
at Galad Says on TikTok.
I was trying to tag the location of Daikin Park, and there's a Daikin Park outside of Houston. No, seriously. There's one there's one that's way outside of Houston. Very bizarre. But yeah, this Rocket seems more likable than the Astros, man, and it's pissing me off. Todd, the show says, well, frozen margarita is ice. Yeah, but you can actually drink the ice, you know? And it's I would imagine there's like a healthy balance of the two, but like the ice is gone. It's frozen, and you can actually, you know, drink it through a straw, or if you're a real ballsy person, you can just chug it. You can chug the frozen deliciousness. Damon Mofo says that a one on the rocks tastes better. Does it? I guess it probably does a little bit. It's a little more tequila. A little more of that flavoring. Because I would imagine, you know, in those frozen ice machines, that since it's rotating over and over and over and over and over again, that things get blended a little bit too much, perhaps. But yes, embrace debate. Because the Astros make us want to drive off the side of a road. What would you rather have? A frozen margarita or a margarita on the rocks? More people are saying no one wants a brain freeze. I have had a brain freeze accidentally a few times leaving certain locations. I'm a big fan of margaritas at, Paul, you've had too many margaritas in the past. Now all of a sudden you can't remember things off the top of your head. Oh, now I remember. Easy's. Easy's in the Heights. Love Easy's in the Heights. They have a very good frozen margarita, but it's, like, really sweet. And one time my buddies and I, we were leaving, and I had just gotten the frozen margarita. And I thought to myself, you know what? There's lots of sober children in Utah. I must finish this drink. So I tried to, and I got the worst brain freeze because I was trying a pound of frozen margarita. And that's not good, guys. That's not good. Texters are also expressing frustration with the Houston Astros. From the 832, just saw the leaders in hits so far this season: Altuve, Springer, Tucker, Bregman. Also, there's Willier Abreu, who you might not have known was involved in the Astros trade for Christian Vasquez at the 2022 trade deadline. But they did win a World Series. I don't know how much of a role Christian Vasquez played in that, but yeah, it's frustrating. It makes me think about margaritas. From the 936, Eric the Driver says frozen's the way to go. From the 409, half and half is the best. Half and half is probably the best way to go. Another person from the 512 says, you can defeat a brain freeze by pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth. You know what? I'm going to try that next time. I'm going to try that. Fake Tony Stark brings up the Daikin Stadium I was thinking of is at Waller High School. So there's a Daikin Stadium at Waller High School? So, yeah, what happens if the, you know, I think I'm going to Minute Maid Park and I accidentally enter in Daikin Stadium? Like, am I going to end up? Am I going to end up all the way out there at Waller? Come on, man. Come on. Slopez 69 says, neither frozen or on the rocks margarita is the correct choice. Take it as a shot and nearly gag like a real man. You know what? I'll say this about tequila. It's the one drink that I could take, and I don't have an issue afterwards. Now, perhaps this is due to conditioning and or alcoholism. Some would argue that, but I like to think that it's because tequila is the best. I can't do vodka. Cannot do that. Like a straight shot of vodka. You're a psychopath if you do that. I think at one of our listener parties that we had around Christmas time, there were a couple of buddies of mine, listeners of the program. They brought me to the site and said, Paul, let's do some shots. And I thought, okay, it'll be like something. It'll be interesting to see what they got. It was just straight vodka. I was like, I'm not Russian. Only Russians could do this. Like straight room temperature vodka. Psycho move. Anyway, guys, it is the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. Paul, you're crazy. On the rocks is the only way. That's Aaron in Mid-County from the 832. Paul, wouldn't some say that ice would be a second drink, so it's the same amount of liquid? Yeah, but you got to wait, Zach. You got to wait on that front. Anyway, yeah, the Astros have us talking about what's better, frozen margaritas or margaritas on the rocks. Also, the Masters are underway. What's going on in the Masters? And who's supposed to win the Masters? We'll discuss. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We're live at East River 9 to celebrate the teeing off of the Masters this morning. Stay put.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Yes, friends. You know what that music means. The greatest golf tournament in all the land is back. We're watching it here at East River 9 with the most beautiful view of downtown Houston you'll ever see on a beautiful day outside. You can see the bayou beautifully streaming. It looks beautiful. F you! But you can also see the serene skyline of downtown Houston as we celebrate the start of the Masters, the tournament that we agreed on yesterday is the best golf tournament there is, even though we're not really 100% sure as to why. Yes, everybody. Yes, friends. I'm not going to lie. I actually like another theme song for the Masters better than this, but this is making me feel like I'm in the midst of a Bluebell radio commercial. Like, I'm remembering my childhood and all the fond memories I've ever had. But there is this theme song that they play in between holes, and I don't know why, but it gets me going. For those who've never heard it, it sounds like this. Sounds just like that. Anyway, Paul, who's winning the Masters? Well, get this, guys. It's Tyrell Hatton. A limey. He's making his ninth Masters start. He has top 10 finishes in all four major championships. He is 4-under through 12. Tied for second, 3-under through 14. Colin Morikawa and Corey Connors, a Canadian. He is 3-under through 17. Scottie Scheffler also tied at 3-under through 13. Not a surprise there. And after that, it's a bunch of people that I do not recognize. Justin Rose, who, how old is Justin Rose? Justin Rose looks like he's 75 years old. Justin Rose age. It's just like DeLimey's just, he's 44? Okay, I'm sorry. The picture that they have for his profile picture on the Masters website makes him look like he is 100, like, not 100, I'm sorry, that's not nice. But he definitely looks like he's 59 in that picture that they have of him. Like, did they Photoshop it to give him gray hair? He really looks like he's old in this. They did my boy Justin Rose wrong. Anyway, so lots of limeys atop the table. Let's get some Americans up there, huh? Come on. What else? The experts think that Rory McIlroy is going to win. I guess Rory spoke with Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson, and they all think his approach is going to be good. Bryson DeChambeau took 633 practice shots in 48 hours. Good God, psycho. I do like that Bryson all of a sudden has become liked again, literally just by being humble a couple of times. I also think that a couple of years ago, he had said that the Masters are easy, and then he had a brutal finish after saying that the Masters were his and were easy. So we'll see. He is through three holes to this point. So there you go. Anyway, that's your Masters update. The Masters do get a little insufferable. Like, everyone, you know, talking about the menu. Oh, my God, there's $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches. That sounds like crap, an $1.50 sandwich. I'd rather have an $1.50 Costco hot dog, okay? That's what I'd rather have. Oh, the cookie cake at the dinner. Oh, look at this. Like, some of the stuff at the Masters, it is, you know, Marilyn Manson removing his rib cage esque, if you understand that reference. Like, we get it. We get it. You're the Masters, okay? You don't need to sniff your own farts for, you know, the entirety of the tournament. But the Masters are underway, guys, and we are watching them here at East River 9. In case you don't know about the awesome deal, you can get half-price wings with a bucket of beer.
which sounds amazing. It's making me a little bit hungry. There's also a beautiful plate of fries on a table right next to me. I'm just going to show it. What's going on, brother?
How you doing? Good to see you.
I like that my man's wearing a Coug shirt. Let's go. And on top of that, look at those fries. So there you go. Oh, nice. Amazing. Amazing. Anyway, yes, everybody. And you can get corporate memberships here at East River 9. A lot of embrace debate going on over margarita. What's the way to go? Frozen or on the rocks? And that's what happens when the Houston Astros stink it up to open up the season. A texter had said, I don't feel like this Astros team has earned the right to get me upset this year. If they decide to finally start playing like the team we know they can be, then I'll start getting upset about them blowing a 5-0 lead. That honestly is the correct mentality, especially on a beautiful day like this. I wish I had your patience or your ability to unplug. Because ultimately, where will the Astros ultimately be at the end of the year? They'll probably be okay, right? We all think that. Like, the numbers are so historically bad offensively. Like, do we really believe this is going to last? You know, you can make excuses for it. But it's bad, and it makes me mad. Perhaps that's why I'm so good at this. But I would like to not be mad. I would love to find some peace so I'm not ticked off about the Astros blowing a 5-0 lead with four outs to go against the Seattle Mariners featuring a walk-off walk. Also a game where the Astros got a run via a walk with the bases loaded. Give them a grand slam. Oof. Oof, oof, oof. But yeah, going back to embracing debate about margaritas frozen or on the rocks. From the 713, if McDonald's served margaritas, that's how the Astros would taste. Damn, dog. Damn. from the 409, neither one of those is a choice. You might as well salt the rim of the toilet. Damn, what? So you do it without ice? Psycho, unless you just don't like margaritas. From the 832, Paul would want the Costco glizzy over food at the Masters. I just can't think of a grilled cheese sandwich being good. I don't like cheese, so that's part of it. Oh, Paul, you're weird. I know, but that's why you're here. Ryan Lost in Texas said, the best frozen drink is the Miami Vice. Half strawberry daiquiri, half pina colada. Nothing better at the pool bar in non-inclusive. I just can't do the strawberry or the daiquiri. I do like pina colada, though. Paul, of course you like pina colada. Yes. And getting caught in the rain. I don't mind that. Pina colada is the way to go. But it's tough to find a place that does frozen pina coladas. Like, not many places do it. Last one I had was at Better Luck Tomorrow in the Heights, which is one of my favorite first date spots. Because when you are somebody who self-sabotages like me, you're constantly going on those. ZT Combat says, you got to get frozen. They're the best. You'll be feeling great after only 2 to 3 of those things. You sound like a tank, sir. They don't mess around. That's the problem. You'll be feeling shampooed and sleepy after 3 of them. Especially if you're doing the El Tiempo ones at the park. Daikin Park. Texter says, Patron and pineapple, a better option over a margarita. Sir, how rich are you? That is the most cake-eater text ever. That sounds like somebody who casually goes to the Masters. You have a suite at the Masters. Patron and pineapple? What, like fresh pineapple juice? Come on. That is quite the combination. Fake Tony Stark asks, have you ever tried a Miami Vice? I probably have at one point. Probably at one point, you know? And there you go. I had said that I like a vodka martini when I'm at home on the Twitch, and some are saying, Paul, why are you talking so much about drinking? Because I'm at a bar. I can't help it. I can't help it. HGX Rhino said, gin over vodka martinis, unless you're a Bond villain. Well, that's why I do the vodka martini. You know, you put lemon twists in it or something. I don't know what that means. I get them extra dirty. I call it Galveston dirty. Paul, that's not nice to Galveston. But look at the water. You might get the flesh-eating bacteria in it. I don't want flesh-eating bacteria in my vodka martini. I'm just saying, you want to get a lot of olive juice in there, baby. This could be called porn star dirty. That's what they call it at Riva's. They make probably the best vodka martinis in town. And gin martinis. And there you go, guys. Paul Gallant talking alcohol. Maybe that should be a show. Paul Gallant talks alcohol. Paulie Booze 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Again, we are hanging out at East River 9 for the Masters. How about this from the 346? This is a combo. Hennessy and Chick-fil-A sweet tea. That's not what I would have ever thought of. I like that, though. Hennessy's not that bad. I thought of it once. Someone was like, you want some Hennessy? And I was like, hell yeah. Once that Hennessy into me, the whole industry is my enemy, as they say, you know? And it wasn't bad. I do like Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I did have a spicy chicken sandwich earlier this week. Pause. What the hell, man? Talk about sports. It's not my fault. Blame the Astros. Blame the Astros for ruining everything. Yesterday's collapse was brutal. I'd rather just, like, overanalyze every single Reed Shepard shot as if I'm some basketball ball knower online. You know all those mock draft tapes that people do talking about, like, guys who are going to get drafted? I would rather do a video just overanalyzing every single Reed Shepard three-point shot and doing it with a southern accent and implying that he's going to be better than LeBron James. I would much rather do that. It is the Paul Gallant Show. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. And, you know, sometimes we go down rabbit holes. You guys often drag me down those rabbit holes. Up next, a little football talk. One of the least liked athletes in the history of Houston thinks your doubt will fuel him to be the best guy he can be. Or at least best quarterback he can be, because that might not be possible. Paul Gallant Show, you'll find out who that is next. Stay put.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Dad, hush.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time.
The quarterback formerly known as
Deshaun Watson
is back in our lives, posting something that the kids would call cringe. What did he post? Well, go to his Instagram, and you're going to see something that is very annoying. He made his own hype montage, which he also narrated. If you haven't seen it, this is what the audio sounds like.
You know, the performance comes when, you know, your back is against the wall. It comes better because you kind of got to really lock in. You know, you don't have anything pretty much to lose. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. You know, everyone's doubting me. You know, everyone don't believe in me. Everyone don't think that I can get back to where I was. But I know and I believe the work that I put in, what I believe in myself, the peace that I've been, you know, channeling these last couple months. I know I'm going to be way better than before. I'm prepared. And I think before I wasn't prepared because, you know, I was kind of going with the flow of how the world was seeing me. But, you know, when you kind of get knocked down to the ground and you got to stand back up and walk through the rain, that brings out the real, another fire, another challenge, another grit that you have inside. And the biggest thing is really just mental, my mentality. The things that I got to deal with the outside and not taking everything personal, like I mentioned before. Taking everything and just bringing it full force and really just standing in front of it, face to face. The challenges, the adversity, whatever comes with it, going to come with it. But as long as I'm doing it my way, I'm cool. I can live with that.
How the world was seeing me. Oh, as a pervert? Pervert, Deshaun, was people viewing you as a pervert holding you back on a football field. Again, pervert. Like, well-known pervert. And again, some people might call me that from time to time. I'll at the very least keep it away from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25... massage therapists, you know. I can't believe he posted that. And now he's acting like his struggles are a result of people and their perception of him as a pervert. Like, oh, no, big dog, your shoulder doesn't really work anymore. Now you're recovering from a torn Achilles, and you're going to post this video online that features a lot of B-roll of you. By the way, the thumbnail for this is a picture of Deshaun Watson at the gym, looking up in the air with his hands like this, if you're watching along on YouTube or Twitch, like he's praying. And the face that is said thumbnail, it's unfortunate. I think some massage therapists have seen him make that face before. Anyway, yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. That is the cringest thing that I've seen in quite some time. And yeah, I'm starting to use the word cringe. So Deshaun Watson, back in everyone's lives. From the 409, how does he not realize that he did all this to himself and the adversity he's facing was caused by him? Delusions. You play at Clemson. You become God at Clemson. You play in the NFL. You're, for a time, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Everyone's kissing your ass. And then all of a sudden, you do this to yourself. It's a great question. His delusion knows no bounds. Also, I mean, how much adversity are you really dealing with when you get paid, what, $230 million guaranteed dollars? I mean, I think it's natural to stop being good at your respective sport just because all of a sudden now you're making that much money. So, like, hell, I would say, like, yeah, man, I got a little fat and happy with all the money I made. Like, that's a more logical, you know what, I'm doing some self-reflection and I'm getting better as a person. That is better than this. You know, people are doubting me. You know, people are saying a lot of things about me. Yes, you're a well-documented pervert, sir. Yikes. Yeesh. Yikes. Yeesh. Whatever. Also, the caption for it. He's doing the same. Like, I don't understand why quarterbacks do this. We previously saw this with Colin Kaepernick. Remember when the floods happened, the Memorial Day flood happened in 2015? And for whatever reason, Colin Kaepernick posted on social media a picture of, like, people stuck in their cars, flooded on 59 and 45. And the caption read, "Storm's coming." And then there was, like, a 7, which was, I guess, supposed to be the S and the T. So, 7-orms coming. Well, Deshaun Watson's post says, 4-ov. He has an acronym like the Texans Swarm, but it doesn't make any sense. This thing that says focus only on victories every day. So the FO is for 4-O-V-E. Fove. I don't know if he's trying to go for love here. Really do not know. But this doesn't make any sense, this acronym. I don't think he's the most intelligent man, and clearly he is not the most reflective man. But comeback starting today. What else is going on in football? Aaron Rodgers, not officially a Steeler. We thought it might happen yesterday that Aaron Rodgers might show up at Pat McAfee's show in, what the hell was it? Pittsburgh, and come out of the crowd and make a surprise announcement that he is joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. But we found out before the show, Pat McAfee said, nope, Aaron Rodgers isn't coming. And Aaron Rodgers did not show up to announce to the world that he is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. So we're still waiting to see what he does next. You were talking about Deshaun Watson earlier. Speaking of people who do not have the most sterling reputation off the football field, guess what? Tyreek Hill had the cops called on him again. That doesn't happen that often, except for at Oklahoma State with his pregnant girlfriend, or at the marina in Miami, or with the big OnlyFans creator that pushed him over, or that time last year, and a bunch of other examples that I've probably forgotten. But Hill had the cops called on him on Tuesday after, I guess, improper handling of his child, which he has at least 5 of. Oh, why are you judging him? Well, I don't know. Wrap up and maybe stop having as many kids where don't exactly seem like a better father. From the outside looking in, statement from the Dolphins. on Monday's incident involving Tyreek Hill. Monday, we were informed that the police were called to Tyreek Hill's home. After conversations with Tyreek and members of his family, the police departed the residence without further incident and the case was closed. We have since been in communication with Tyreek and the NFL and will have no further comment at this time. I really wonder if they actually decide to suspend him. Because he's had a bunch of off-the-field stuff happen over the years. The details, because he was served with divorce papers on Tuesday after that incident happened on Monday, which is funny because a year ago he filed for divorce from his wife but then claimed it was all a mistake. Charges were not filed, but the papers were filed for divorce after that incident where I forget the specifics. The link that I have in front of me has been updated, so it doesn't have all the specifics. But Tyreek Hill, who is surprised by this? The Texans are not going to trade for Tyreek Hill this offseason, in case you wanted me to localize it in some way, shape, or form. Continuing to go around the National Football League, Trevor Lawrence, per Liam Cohen, new head coach of the Jaguars, they're going to work on his feetsies. He's going to be working on his footwork this offseason. Hooray for Trevor Lawrence.
Duval.
Thank you, Liam Cohen. And on top of that, he's going to have a pitch count this offseason because he just had surgery on his AC joint. I would be concerned about that if I'm the Jaguars. Lawrence's accuracy has always been a bit of an issue. Not to say he is very inaccurate, but the guy sails passes often. Now dealing with a sprained AC joint, I don't know, maybe it theoretically helps him. But Deshaun Watson dealing with shoulder issues, like that's where his decline in play started. He started having shoulder issues. And now all of a sudden you're seeing the guy like turn into a check down Charlie. Trevor Lawrence is having shoulder issues. That's what had him out for the rest of the season. Not, and I repeat, not Azeez Al-Shaair, but the unnecessary love tap on a sliding Lawrence. So now he's going to have a pitch count this offseason and work on his feet. I would work on going to Germany and getting platelet-rich injections, etc., 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 the LeBron James treatment. Lewis Riddick of ESPN thinks Shedeur Sanders does not want to be taken in the top three of the NFL draft. First overall, of course, the Tennessee Titans. Second overall, the Browns. Third, the Giants. Lewis Riddick actually talks with Deion Sanders, so that actually is plausible. You want to talk about Shedeur Sanders being perhaps difficult before the draft. I heard some ammunition for you on that front. How much stock you put into it, truly I don't know, but Lewis Riddick does talk with Deion. Deion wanted Lewis Riddick to be the Jets' general manager this offseason. And Justin Fields, speaking of the Jets, who is the Jets' starting quarterback already, was asked about the idea that the Jets theoretically draft a quarterback. Said Fields, I don't really like to answer rhetorical questions. I'm willing to teach, but I'm not really interested in rhetorical questions. The Jets have once again created a mess because no one believes that Justin Fields should be the starting quarterback for the Jets or will be the starting quarterback for the Jets going into this year. And yet, here they are making an announcement before camp has even begun that that is what he'll be. So there you go, guys. That is the 10-Minute Drill. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. At East River 9, here's the deal today. Half-priced wings with a bucket of beer. Boom! That's all Masters long. How about that? And also, if you want a corporate membership for your company, 12 golf rounds for $400 a month, 24 golf rounds for $700 a month, 36 golf rounds for $1,000 a month, you can have it. It can all be yours. East River 9, if you've never been here before, a par 3, 9-hole golf course with the best view of downtown Houston that you will ever see. There's also pickleball courts here and an amazing bar that we once watched. The Astros beat the Rangers in Game 5 of the ALCS. So we're hanging out here. Masters underway. Astros stinking it up. Rockets closer and closer to tipping off the NBA playoffs. And the Houston Texans getting closer and closer, just 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. All that's on the table in the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Sabotage! What a song. Beastie Boys. Always on vacation. Nope, not right now. Because they're powering The Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975, also on X if you want to do it that way. Acalon says, embrace debate, frozen margarita or margarita on the rocks. The answer is both. Do a little half and half. But we put that poll out there. 53% of people say rocks. 46.7% say frozen. Okay, so we got a nice little divide down the middle on that one. I'm still annoyed with that Astros loss yesterday. I mean, good googly moogly. You're up, what, 5-0 with 4 outs to go, and you blow it. I don't care if it's early. I don't care if the Astros are actually off to a better start than they were last year. The numbers at the plate stank. Stink, stank, stunk. Worst in baseball in slugging percentage. Worst in baseball in OPS. Unacceptable when you got Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez, who was off to a slow start. Also unacceptable when you bring in Christian Walker and Isak Paredes, and both seem to be pretty good players. Cam Smith wasn't the problem last night. You benched him in the ninth inning. Could have used probably him over Chaz McCormick, given that he had a triple in Tuesday's game, and yesterday he had 2 hits. So I don't really know what's going on there. Lots of reasons to be frustrated with this team. Hey, at the very least, for the most part, the pitching's done well. But then again, I mean, this bullpen, Brian Abreu, big dog. We're walking in the game-winning run. Bases loaded after a 3-run inning the inning before. What are we doing? Or was it 4-run innings the inning before? I don't know. Again, I'm just peeved. I'm peeved with the Houston Astros. You should be too. Instead, you know what? I know I said, hey, earlier this week, call in sick. I have the black lung pop. Call in sick and, you know, come out and hang out with us when we were at FAO. But you should come out and hang out with us right now at East River 9, downtown H-Town. The best view of downtown Houston that there be. I don't know why I said that like a pirate, but it's true. It is gorgeous outside today. We are celebrating the teeing off of the Masters, don't you know? The Masters do have a fantastic golf scoreboard, but they did my boy Justin Rose wrong. They made him look like he's 300 years old for some reason on this. But as far as who's winning the Masters right now, let's take a gander. It is Justin Rose, who sure does look like he's 100 years old based off of the terrible picture that they gave for him on the website. But he is 5-under through 9, leading the pack. It's early. Corey Connors, a Canadian, making his 8th start, is tied for second. He is 4-under. Also tied for second, 4-under. A limey named Tyrrell Hatton. Paul, you can't call the British that. Yes, I can, and yes, I will. In fourth place on his own is Scottie Scheffler. He is 3-under and probably the world's best golfer. After that, who's hanging around? A bunch of fellas I've never heard of.
Paul, you should know all this stuff. Come on, man. Don't you listen to Golf Talk?
Aaron Ray, a limey, might be Rye, I don't know. He's making his Masters debut. You've got someone with the last name English, Harris English, who is American. He is also 2-under, along with Jason Day, an Australian, who's 2-under, and Denny McCarthy. And then rounding out the top 10, you got a bunch of guys at 1-under, Michael Kim. What is this guy's name? Davis Thompson, Cam Smith. Fred Couples, how about that? That's pretty dope. Fred Couples, 1-under? Yo, let's go, Freddie. That's pretty cool. Brian Harman, also 1-under. Guess who else? Guess who's back? Patrick Reed, 1-under, tied for 9th. Along with a lot of other golfers. A lot of guys who are tied for 9th right now. So there you go, guys. That's your Masters update.
Paul, you don't know a damn thing about golf.
I know I don't. Like half those guys I'd never heard of before. Because I really just watched the final round of the Masters. Does that make me lame? Perhaps it does. I don't know, guys. I'm just a man. I'm just a man without a plan who sometimes watches the sports. I'm getting some really random questions on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Paul, have you ever seen Superbad in Espanol? Perhaps one of the funniest things ever. That's from Honey Glazed Branham. You know what would be really funny to watch? What are the Masters like in Spanish? Because obviously, during a golf broadcast, things are rather quiet, and especially the Masters. And I do have a great deal of respect for both Scott Van Pelt and Jim Nantz, who clearly love the Masters on a level that I do not and never will. But they do a great job of announcing it with professionalism and always quietly they announce things, which is funny because I'm not certain that every single time that they're quietly broadcasting, they're that close to the players who are actually, you know, swinging the clubs. I would assume that very often that these guys are probably watching it on television and reacting as such, unless that they're being driven around on a golf cart that, like, has a mobile microphone and all that, you know. Oh, they're probably at a set. They're watching a lot of this on TV. And it is really funny that they always, like, murmur what's happening. But imagine what it's like in Spanish. And I say that because, I mean, have you ever watched a soccer game in Spanish when a goal happens? I mean, they're loud. They get up for it. There's energy. There's passion. There's excitement. Like a soccer radio call or TV call sounds infinitely more exciting than what you're actually watching. If you were just to close your eyes, if you're a blind man, you're thinking this is the most lively sport that there is. Spanish is a pretty cool language. I like it. I wish I could understand any, but it's spoken so fast. And as someone who speaks very fast, I now relate. I now understand why sometimes people do not understand what the hell I'm saying out there. But I would love to hear a Spanish golf call. Guy gets a hole in one. Goal! Saying that during the backswing. I think it would be fun. So I think it's something we should all try out. You know? Let's get just one hole towards the end of the Masters on day 4, Sunday. Let's just get one on Espanol. I think it would be fun. But that's just me on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Stu the Body says, hey, Paul, you just watching the last round of the Masters isn't that bad. I watched the Houston Rockets for Vanessa. My favorite flex, which also makes me depressed at the end of it, is whenever the Rockets are on TV and Vanessa is up on TV, I'm like, hey, that's my old co-host. And then I think to myself, oh, damn, that's my old co-host. Did I run her off? Did I scare her off? Did I scare her off like I scared off Joe? Joe's here, by the way, hanging out with us at East River 9. It's always like, oh, damn, she's doing way better than me. Damn, how do I get up there? How do I become the Rockets sideline broadcaster or the Astros sideline broadcaster? Oh, Paul, you're going to take Julie Morales' job? No one wants to see those bushy-ass eyebrows and pasty skin on TV. That's true. That's fair. That's a weird reason to watch the Rockets, though. I think you might need a bonk, Stu the Body, but we appreciate your confession here. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text it on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. What do you do about the Astros right now? If you're Joe Espada, I mean, the torpedo bat shipment, I'm assuming, will be here for them tomorrow, right? I'm doubting they're having it shipped to Seattle. Would you ship anything into Seattle? I wouldn't trust it, honestly, unless there's like an Amazon locker. Yeah, I wouldn't trust having a package delivered to me in Seattle. So I'm assuming that the Astros are not having torpedo bats delivered to the hotel that they're staying at. But do you think that torpedo bats have arrived and could potentially save their season? I hope so. I hope that they have finally made it. It's kind of a shame that the Astros took as long to actually get them out and about, you know? It's a shame. Just an absolute shame. Anyway, guys, you want to jump aboard on ESPN Houston, you can, at ESPN Houston on Twitch, at ESPN 975. Astros be struggling. The B-team Houston Rockets are more entertaining than them. And hell, even golf has become more entertaining than the Houston Astros. This is the new question on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It's a challenge. Paul, would you watch this over the 2025 Houston Astros? Find me something that I would definitely choose watching the 2025 Houston Astros over. Because at this point, the lack of offense, the long games, I mean, 3 hours and 30 minutes yesterday for that.
the 12-inning game earlier this week that they won. I need some help here. It is the Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776 to call into text. And the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.